The Eddie Bracken Story with Bill Demarest, Ann Rutherford, Janet Waldo, and Emery Parnell.
When the huge carved ships of the Vikings sailed the Scandinavian fjords, greatest among the Viking chieftains was Thorvald Brackenson, a mighty warrior whose descendants roam the earth to this day, and who is reputed to have once remarked, "Let the man who does not wish to be idle fall in love." In fact, Thorvald Brackenson's own busy career stemmed from the day when, meeting an unusually comely maid, he said,
"Ye whiz, good morning, Mr. Sconston."
And she said,
"Good morning, Mr. Brackenson. Would you be so kind as to do me a favor?"
And he said,
"Oh, ye, yumpin' yimini, I shall be glad to."
But then her father said,
"Brackenson, do stick a point. Get out of here, you skull of shrewd of a shifting. Yump, you yerk."
Which brings us to our story. The story of a descendant of old Thorvald Brackenson, a man who has discovered the truth of his ancestor's remark that if you fall in love, you won't be idle. Yes, this is the story of Eddie Bracken. Of course, things have changed since the days when Thorvald Brackenson roamed the earth, breaking the hearts of lovely ladies. Today, when a girl says,
"Eddie, will you do me a big favor?"
Eddie doesn't give it a second thought.
"Gosh, sure, Connie. I'd be glad to."
But he'll wish he had.
"I feel kind of funny asking you to do this, Eddie, but..."
"You don't want me to borrow anybody's shorties or pawn your father's false teeth?"
"Oh, no, Eddie, of course not.
Because
nothing
if you
like
do,
that.
The answer is no."
"Well, you could at least let me tell you what it is. I can always ask Otto, you know."
"Otto?"
"He doesn't argue every time I ask him to do something for me."
"Well, I don't either, Connie. The only thing is, every time I start out to do something for you, something always happens to me. Like the time I..."
All right, Eddie.
"Well, like the time I took you..."
I said, "All right, Eddie. I'm sure Otto will be more than glad to be my husband."
"Gosh, Connie, there isn't anything in the world I wouldn't want..." "Your husband?"
"I said my husband."
"Connie, do you mean it?"
"Eddie Bracken, did I ever say anything I didn't mean?"
Gee, Connie. You haven't any idea how much this means to me."
"Oh, wait a minute, Eddie.
Ever since we were school kids. Ever since the day when you used to let me carry your books home so you could go skating with Otto."
"Eddie,
ever
I don't
since those
mean...
days, I dreamed of nothing but a little vine-covered cottage with just you and me, Connie, sitting on the front porch in the twilight, waiting for Otto to pass so we could ignore him."
"But, Eddie, you don't understand. I just want you to be my husband for a few minutes."
"Huh?"
"Eddie, look. The girls are giving Olga Orsendorf a shower for her new baby boy. I bought her a pair of baby scales."
"You bought her a pair of baby scales?"
"Yes."
"Olga Orsendorf has a boy, the girls are giving her a shower, and you bought her a pair of baby scales, and on account of that, you want me to be your husband?"
"Yes."
"Would you mind going back and start all over again?"
"Eddie, listen carefully. Baby scales are almost impossible to get. You have to have an order from a doctor before you can even buy a pair. So I went to a doctor and told him I was Mrs. Eddie Bracken."
"Oh, he did? Mrs. Eddie Bracken. Gee, that sounds... Connie, every doctor in town knows the both of us. They'll think we're secretly married, and the first thing you know, your father will hear of it, and then we'll have to be married, and that'll be awful. I mean, wonderful."
"It won't be anything of the sort. The doctor I went to is a brand new one. Well, he just opened his office this morning, and he doesn't know me from Adam."
"Well, that makes it a little better. But, Connie, I don't..."
"Of course, they were going to let you and me be the baby's godparents."
"Oh, they were? Gee.
But if you don't think enough of your own godchild to buy him a pair of scales..."
"Oh, I do, Connie, I do."
"Then go over to Dr. Barnes and get the order for the scales and bring it out to the house. His office is just upstairs over the bank building."
But, Connie, I...
"And then
I...
later this evening, you and I can go to the movies. Otto has a pass for two. And you know how comfortable those low seats in the back are."
"Yes, but if Otto has the pass, what good will it do me?"
"Eddie, how long have you known me?"
"I'll
I'll be your husband. How do you do?
Yes, what is it?
I'm looking for Dr. Barnes.
I'm Dr. Barnes.
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? I'm Eddie Bracken. I'm quite well, thank you.
In that case, what can I do for you?
Don't you remember the didn't you talk to the Connie? That is Mrs. Bracken.
Bracken. Oh, of course, the baby scale.
Yes, sir, the baby scale.
Yes, I promised to give her an order for a pair. Well, so you're the proud father. I'll tell you, it's nice the first one is a boy. You plan quite a large family, I suppose.
I haven't made any definite plans.
No, those things usually arrange themselves very nicely. But the first one is always something of an ordeal for the father, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean,
well, you know the old joke among us doctors. We've never lost a father yet.
Could I have the order for the baby scale so I can go over to the store? I'm in an awful hurry.
Well, what's the rush? I know you're proud of your son, but he won't gain very many pounds while I'm filling out your application.
Yes.
Now then, what's your name?
Bracken. Eddie Bracken.
Eddie Bracken.
Bracken, that's it.
And your wife's?
Constance Monaghan.
Monaghan? To be sure, her maiden name.
Yes.
Now, place of birth?
Huh? Oh. The upstairs bedroom.
No, I mean the child was born right here in town?
Oh, sure. I guess so.
Come now, Mr. Bracken. Pull yourself together. Your baby is here, and your wife seems to be in wonderful shape.
Oh, she has.
There's nothing for you to be nervous about. The child is a boy, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Now, just one more question.
Yes.
The child's name.
Adelbert.
Adelbert
Q. Bracken.
Adelbert Q. Bracken.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Bracken, that's all the information I'll need.
Gee, thanks, Dr. Barnes. Now, if you'll just give me the order for the baby scales,
Mr. Bracken, but I haven't unpacked my prescription blanks yet. I'll make out an order right after lunch and take it over to your local department store. You can pick it up there in the infant department.
Oh, but Dr. Barnes, I promised Connie that I'd
have... There'll be no difficulty about it. I'll leave it there in your name.
Yes.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Bracken. And inasmuch as I'm just starting a practice here, I hope you'll call on me the next time you expect an addition to the family.
Yes, sir, I will, Dr. Barnes. If I ever have any children.
What?
Goodbye, Dr. Barnes.
Hey, wait a minute. You know those offices upstairs over the bank?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want you to go up there.
Oh.
The insurance company has just appointed a new medical examiner for this district. And I got to get in good with him, see? He's coming for dinner. His name is Dr. Barnes.
Yes, well, I'll go... Dr. Barnes?
Yes, Dr. Barnes. He can do me a lot of good. But I don't know what he likes to eat, so you go up there and find out.
Oh, but Mr. Monaghan, not Dr. Barnes. Not for dinner, Mr. Monaghan.
Are you trying to tell me how to run my business? Now, go on, get out of here like I told you.
Mr. Monaghan, Dr. Barnes thinks, Connie told him that...
I'm going down to my office and do some work. Get the dope on what the doc likes for dinner.
But Mr. Monaghan...
And come down and let me know.
But what about my wife and child?
Yes, as we exclusively predicted, Eddie is beginning to wish he had thought twice. Back to Eddie Bracken, who, weighed down by the worries of fatherhood, but unsupported by its joys, is trying to find a way out of his difficulties.
How do you do, Dr. Barnes?
Oh, Mr. Bracken, I haven't got that order filled out yet.
Well, I didn't come up about that.
No? Then what can I do for you?
Doctor, I feel just terrible.
Oh? Loss of appetite?
Well, not exactly.
Mr. Bracken, exactly what can I do for you?
Don't tell Mr. Monahan.
Don't tell Mr. Monahan what?
That we're married.
We're not married. I mean, I'm not. I mean...
Doctor, Connie and I, well, we never told Mr. Monahan about our marriage. He doesn't have any idea he's a grandfather. Could you... Would you be so kind tonight at supper? Don't mention it.
Yes, sir?
Have you baby scales in stock?
Oh, yes, sir. But we're not permitted to sell them without an order from a doctor.
Well, I am a doctor, and I have an order here for a patient of mine. Either she or her husband will fall for the scales. Will you see that they get them?
Oh, yes, sir. I'll be glad to.
Could you direct me to the men's wear department?
Second aisle over third counter back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. An order for baby scales. I wonder if it's anyone I know.
Hello, Barbara.
Look at this. Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Bracken.
Huh?
Constance Bracken.
Oh, gee, Barbara.
Adelbert Q. Bracken. Eddie Bracken, how can you stand there and laugh? Secretly married to Connie Monahan, the father of a son named Adelbert.
Oh, but Barbara, I can explain all that.
How can you explain? Oh, Eddie, after the way I've hoped and dreamed that someday we'd be married and we'd have a son, and now you've gone and married Connie, and the baby's name is Adelbert.
Oh, Barbara, will you stop crying? My Barbara. Look, I tell you, I'm not married. To Connie or anybody else.
You're not?
Of course not. Not that I wouldn't like to be. Barbara, will you stop? Look, I didn't mean it that way, but what I mean is the whole thing is a mistake. There isn't any Adelbert. Connie and I aren't married.
Then why are you going around buying babies, girls?
Therefore, I'll go Orsendorf.
I'll go Orsendorf? You mean for a shower?
Sure, Barbara. You see, you can't buy baby scales without a doctor's order. And Joe Orsendorf was going to get a pair for Alga, but Connie told him not to because she wanted to get them for the shower. So she told the doctor I was a husband. To save trouble.
Oh, Eddie, I'm so happy. I was so frightened that you'd married her, but you haven't, and it was so foolish of me. And, oh, I could just hug you and kiss you to death.
Cut that out. Hey, cut it out, Barbara.
Oh,
gee.
Eddie.
Look out. Somebody might see us.
You be so kind.
Oh.
Well. Well.
Yes, sir?
Hello, Dr. Bonds.
Well, Mr. Bracken. Now I see why you're trying to keep your marriage a secret.
Oh, no. No, Dr. Barnes,
no. Quite convenient to have a wife nobody knows is your wife while you carry on with another woman right in broad daylight.
Oh, but Dr. Barnes,
goodbye, Mr. Bracken. I'll see you at dinner.
Dr. Barnes, Dr. Barnes.
Eddie, do you suppose he's...
Yeah, and maybe you'll tell Mr. Monahan. Barbara, don't ever let anybody talk you into being a father.
So you see, Mr. Monahan, in certain types of risks, we rely upon the mathematical life expectancy of the insured.
Connie, pass Dr. Bond some more liver.
Oh, no, thank you. I've already had more than I should.
Go on. There's plenty more where that came from. Doctor, as you were saying?
Yes, as I was saying, there are certain types of applicants which we never insure under any circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a man who is unhappily married or who deceitfully is keeping his marriage a secret.
Pardon me. Choking on the bones.
Liver don't have bones, lunkhead. Stop interrupting the doc. Can't you see we're talking business? Go on, doctor.
Yes, you see, we have to figure life expectancy with regard to any unfortunate accidents, such as an indignant father shooting a man who has secretly married his daughter.
Oh.
I know what I'd do to any skunk I found marrying Connie behind my back.
Hey, Dr. Barnes, more on me.
No, I've had quite enough.
Bring beans.
Thank you.
Well, in that case, Connie, you and Eddie clear the table. The doc and I will talk business in the living room. Come on, Doc. Here, have a cigar.
Thanks.
Light?
Thank you. Mr. Monahan.
Yes?
As you know, the company removed Dr. Parks and sent me to take his place. Because, well, frankly, they felt the old boy was beginning to slip just a little.
Yeah, poor old Parky. He was getting a little absent-minded.
Exactly. And I am very much afraid, Mr. Monahan, that you haven't been exactly what we might say on your toes either.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Doc. You can't say that. Why, I've worked...
You seem to be neglecting a great many details, Mr. Monahan. For instance, checking up on the vital statistics. Marriages. Births.
Birth? And why, I've sold more educational endowment policies...
Except than... to your own daughter and son-in-law and your own grandson.
Grandson? Son-in-law? Me?
Mr. Monahan, it is my painful duty to tell you that your daughter is secretly married to Eddie Bracken.
No. No! Married to who?
Eddie Bracken.
No! No!
Oh, no.
And that you have a grandson named Adelbert Q. Bracken. And it is my further unpleasant duty to inform you that Mr. Bracken is carrying on in as brazen a manner as I have ever seen with a salesgirl in your local department store.
Okay. Okay, Doc. I've heard enough. Do you have your medicine case with you?
It's in my car.
Surgical instruments, too?
Enough for emergency treatment.
That's all I want to know. Okay. Bracken, here I come!
Mr. Monahan!
Gee. Hello, Mr. Monahan. We're almost finished with the dishes.
Yes, Pop, it'll only be a few minutes.
Quiet! Eddie Bracken, my son-in-law. Why are you...
Oh, you're not by the next time, Mr. Monahan.
You better cross these chiseling no good.
Please,
marry my daughter behind my back. Naming my grandson Albuquerque. Carry on with me. Get out of here.
Yes, Mr. Monahan. Goodbye, Mr. Monahan.
And never darken my door again, because if you do...
No,
you'll pay for that window.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie, are you hurt?
I don't think so. I landed in the petunias.
Well, suppose we let Eddie rest for a moment on his bed of petunias before the wheels of fate start grinding again, or faster, or something. Thank you.
Hello? Who? Joe Ozendorf. Oh, hello, Joe. Congratulations on your new baby. What? Connie did. Eddie did. They did. No baby scales? You already have a pair. All right, Joe. I'll tell her. Goodbye. Connie.
Yes, Papa?
Come here.
Yes, Papa.
Why didn't you tell me the whole thing was a mistake?
Why didn't you give us a chance?
That was Joe Ozendorf.
So I gathered.
They already have a pair of baby scales. So there's no longer use for you and Eddie to keep pretending that you're married any longer.
Whew, that's a relief.
Am I to understand that this whole thing is nothing but...
Shut up, Drizzlepuss. Pardon me a moment, Doctor. Oh, Eddie.
Yes, Mr. Monahan?
You still down there in the petunias?
Yes, Mr. Monahan.
Then get off them and come inside.
Oh, yes, sir.
Here, I'll help you through the window.
Oh, gee, thank you very much.
There you are. Now, no hard feelings?
Oh, gee. No, Mr. Monahan.
Then go on and help Connie finish the dishes.
Oh.
Come on, Doc. Let you and me finish our little talk.
Gee. Gee, Connie.
What, Eddie?
Gosh, I wouldn't mind wiping the dishes the rest of my life for you. You're so wonderful.
Be careful you don't break that soup bowl.
I won't. Gee, your father's wonderful, too. He treats me just like one of the family.
Armed Forces Radio Service.